Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents one of your all-time operetta favorites, The Firefly, starring Gordon MacRae and his celebrated guest, Dorothy Kirsten. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another great musical success is brought to you by American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon MacRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and a good evening, ladies and gentlemen. In tonight's operetta, my name is Jack Travers, and Dorothy Kirsten is Nina, a street singer known as the Firefly. Section of New York City known as Little Italy. While my fiancée, Geraldine Van Der, was shopping, I wandered over to a crowd gathered on the opposite corner. And there was Nina.
Ladies, fair, if you can hear me, light my wedding steps too tight.
Beautiful voice, young lady.
Thank you. You're very kind. I've never seen you in our neighborhood before.
Well, I've never been here before. I must come again.
I wish you would.
Yeah, it'll be some time, though. I'm sailing for Bermuda this evening.
Oh?
Yes, on my fiancé's yacht.
I see.
Oh, here you are. Hurry along, Jack. We're sailing in an hour.
Geraldine, have you heard this girl sing? She has a wonderful voice. What's your name, miss?
Really, Jack?
Well, names are hardly a consequence between you and me, senor. I am called the Firefly. Goodbye.
She ran away and disappeared around the corner. I returned to the yacht with Geraldine. But I had looked into the eyes for a moment, touched the hand, and glimpsed the promise in the pleading smile of the Firefly. I told myself that somehow, somewhere, someday, I would see her again. That same evening, Geraldine and her parents and I on the Van Der family yacht. Just before we put out to sea, the cabin boy signed on, a tiny, lively little urchin named Tony. And I couldn't sleep that first night out, and neither could the cabin boy, I guess. We met on the top deck. He was leaning against a mast, his eyes were on the stars, and he was singing an impudent little song. Singer, Tony.
Oh, Signora Jack.
Tell me, what in the world does a youngster like you know about what to do when a maid gets knocking at your heart?
Oh, in Italy, even the children love to sing love songs, and of course, I'm a pretty smart young fellow.
You sure are. Tell you, Tony, give me some more advice about love, all right? Is there anything more important than love?
Oh, nothing is more important than love, Signora. To find it is to enter into heaven. To marry without it is to die. If I loved a lady, I'd know just what to say to her. Be my darling, la-la-la, let us fly for the drowsy blue.
Thank you.
sign out here as cabin boy.
Well, the boy who was once supposed to come, well, he decided not to. His name is Tony, too. So I just came in his place.
Tony, you're from the Italian quarter. You must know the Firefly.
Oh, maybe I do. And what is she like, Signora Jack?
Oh, I saw her only once. She's wonderful.
Perhaps you'll find her again. Hey, Signora?
I'm afraid not, Tony. But I'll remember her as long as I live.
Love is like a firefly that glimmers far and dies while it is gleaming.
Therefore, when you see it fly, you must keep that it's fly, never sly, never shy.
When within her twinkling eye, you see the tender light.
We'll return for the second act of The Firefly in just a moment. And now here is the second act of The Firefly, starring Gordon McRae and his guest, Dorothy Kirsten.
Love is like a firefly that glimmers high.
During those days in my fiancée's yacht, I was dreaming. I was trying to keep my mind on reality and Geraldine, and I kept thinking of another girl, a girl I'd seen for only a few moments, the Firefly.
Jack, what's the matter with you?
What do you mean, Geraldine?
Well, you've hardly spoken to me the entire voyage.
I'm sorry.
Are you angry about something?
No, of course not.
Have I done anything to upset you?
No.
Then what is wrong?
I told you nothing's wrong.
Jack, it isn't necessary to raise your voice.
I told you nothing was wrong, but you keep harping.
Harping? Well, I certainly won't harp any longer. If you're determined to be in a bad humor, go ahead and be in one. When you're ready to apologize, I shall be in my cabin.
All right, Tony, what's so funny?
You are, Signor Jack. If you could see your face.
Oh, get along, Tony, will you? Go sweep the deck or whatever cabin boys are supposed to do.
You're being very naughty. There's someone being such a naughty boy.
Oh.
Tony, it isn't Geraldine's fault. I've been impossible the last few days.
Well, maybe when we get to Bermuda. Oh, look, Signora Jack. That beautiful isle on the horizon.
That's where we're going, Tony. That's Bermuda.
Oh, it's lovely. I think everything is going to be all right for you now.
Well, maybe it will, Tony. I hope so.
Haul away that line.
Haul away that line.
All aboard.
All aboard.
Away for a lovely ocean cruise.
Give her a dance and please. How it teases, gently pleases all.
The Bermuda, who'd refuse?
The light of the moonlit bowers. Sunshine showers, wondrous flowers. That's the way.
Things weren't any better in Bermuda. I began to feel more and more that I couldn't marry Geraldine. I moped around the island, actually trying to avoid her. And then...
Jack! Oh, thank heavens I found you. Something terrible has happened. That cabin boy, that Tony, he's wanted in New York for being a pickpocket.
Our Tony? Oh, I don't believe it. Must be the other Tony, the one whose place he took.
Well, it doesn't matter because that isn't half of it. Tony isn't a boy at all. He's a girl, and he isn't Tony.
Wait a minute. I'm a little confused, Geraldine. Say that over again.
Tony isn't Tony. He's a girl dressed up like a boy. An Italian street singer.
An Italian street singer?
Yes, I think it's that girl we saw in New York. The one they call the Firefly.
The Firefly? Where is he now, Geraldine? I mean she, the Firefly.
Well, I imagine she's down on the wharf trying to get passage home. Naturally, we dismissed her at once.
May I beg the same favor, Geraldine?
What favor?
Dismissal.
Jack! Where are you going?
I'm going down to the harbor to see if there is a day when your ship comes in. Down at the harbor, there was the girl whose songs and whose smile had changed my whole life. She was dressed like a boy, sitting on the wharf, just looking out to sea. Hello, Tony.
The name is Nina, in case you really want to know.
The name is Giannina Mia. Mine.
What are you doing down here, Signora Jack?
And at last, someone told me where I could find the Firefly. And now that I've found you, we're going home to New York. And I'm never going to let you out of my sight again.
Oh, how are we going to get back? I have no money for passage.
Well, maybe I haven't either, but a little thing like that shouldn't stop a street singer. Just watch me. Hey, everybody! Gather round!
Who are we serenading?
Why, that mule, of course. Give a listen, Signor Donkey, and help us make some money.
Thank you.
you, my friend. Thank you very much.
You see, darling, that's how we get the money for the passage home.
But what about Geraldine?
Well, remember what you said. Nothing is more important than love. To find it is to enter heaven. To marry without it is to die. You told me what you'd say if you loved a lady. Now, Nina, I want to say it to you.
Dorothy Kearson will be back in just a moment. The Firefly, with book and lyrics by Otto Harbach and music by Rudolph Frimmel, is adapted for the Railroad Hour by Gene Holloway. The Railroad...